From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting, four laboratories linked to the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog have confirmed Britain's finding that a nerve agent was used last month to poison a former Russian spy and his daughter.
The world's chemical weapons watchdog has backed Britain's analysis of the nerve agent used to poison a Russian former spy last month. The OPCW said Thursday Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned with military-grade Novichok. Britain has blamed Russia for the attack in the English town of Salisbury. But while the OPCW agreed that a state was likely involved, it didn't assign blame. Yulia Skripal, meanwhile, has turned down an offer of assistance from the Russian embassy.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, received intense questioning about the ongoing Russia probe, his relationship with the president, and hotspots around the globe during his confirmation hearing Thursday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The president has criticized the Iran nuclear deal. That's something Pompeo was asked about.
And if there's no chance that we can fix it, I will recommend to the president that we do our level best to work with our allies to achieve a better outcome and a better deal.
And regarding his relationship with the president, he said that I'm with the president an awful lot. He's never asked me to do anything that I considered remotely improper. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday ordered his top economic and trade advisors to look into rejoining the Pacific Rim Trade Pact with 11 other countries that he abandoned last year, 3 days after he assumed power. During opening statements at the meeting before Mr. Trump's shootout reporters, he assured the lawmakers that he intends to negotiate better trade deals for the American farmer in the face of a threat new Chinese tariffs. This is VOA News.